We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Twenty-five minutes now in front of 4 o'clock here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Big Ten football getting underway. Illinois and Wisconsin got it started on Friday night. Minnesota and Michigan tonight. The SEC has been playing a while. The Big 12 has been playing a while. Iowa State and Oklahoma State knotted at 7 in quarter number 2. To give you an example, high school football got started here in the state of Minnesota, but we're starting to see some postponements on the high school sports calendar. And joining us to talk prep sports, David LeVay covers for the Star Tribune. And David, good to visit with you on this Saturday.
Likewise, Steve. Thanks.
I saw something kind of pop up. I happened to be at a swim meet. The Section 2A or 2AA West swim meet over at Minnetonka Aquatic Center, and that was four schools. They had a West and an East meet. I saw Chan, Chaska, Minnetonka, and Eden Prairie. I was doing the swim meet on PrepSpotlight.tv, and I got word that Anoka-Hennepin, the largest school district in the state, is going to distance learning. But beyond that, all co-curricular activities, including sports, will be suspended starting November 2nd. That is a huge story today.
That's a gut punch, because these teams are working hard to follow all the protocols and keep their seasons going, particularly if you're a football player or a volleyball player. You didn't think you're going to have a season. Now you got it reinstated, and now you're going to lose a good chunk of it, if not the rest of it. And, like I said, you're trying to do everything right, and something comes along that might be out of your control, but it's going to affect you. And so my heart goes out to the kids and the coaches and the parents as well.
Yeah, and you would expect, David, that this will have a ripple effect. If Anoka-Hennepin has seen an impact based on Department of Health guidelines and the number of COVID-19 cases, they move to distance learning and they decide to suspend their extracurricular, co-curricular activities, sports and other stuff after school. You have to wonder when other districts are going to follow suit. That's the next part of this story.
Yeah, I think it's a when, not an if, and you're right. I don't think we're done. I think that we've all been hoping that we would get into the fall and we would have some semblance of normal that would last. And unfortunately, it looks like the dominoes are starting to fall. I was thinking, last night, beyond the Anoka-Hennepin, although I would say because of the Anoka-Hennepin announcement, but also beyond that, we had 17 game cancellations. Now, I don't know if weather played a part in any of them, but I started thinking in my head, it's kind of Black Friday in a sense that you've got, Lakeville North losing a game for the third consecutive week and having to try to scramble to fill it. You had over in the East Metro, Woodbury, Creighton, Durham Hall, and White Bear Lake and Eastridge was canceled. And then you get the announcement from the Anoka-Hennepin district. And it's like, my goodness, it's really, they're stacking up, and it's disconcerting for sure.
Yeah, and David, I think weather was a factor. I know there were some games moved. Anoka-Hennepin schools still play on the real stuff, and there's no way they were going to get the fields. And I know there was Champlin Park had to move, and there's just been schedule juggling going on. So there's that part of it. But now the simple fact, you look at the Northwest Suburban Conference, you've got all these schools that are a part of that conference now. Champlin Park, Blaine, Anoka, and you've got Andover, you've got Coon Rapids, and all of the ripple effects in the schedule. And then schools are going to say, well, if we can't get a game, what are we going to do? I mean, this is really ultimately the worst-case scenario. And I know when the State High School League Board of Directors sat down and said, we're going to move these sports to the spring, and then they were reinstated, the hope was that we'd get, for football anyway, a six-game regular season. Now I'm just wondering out loud, how's that going to happen?
Yeah, for some it's not. Is the short answer. And as you pointed out, the tentacles from this keep going. And, you know, Anoka Hennepin, you know, loses those five schools you mentioned. They lose their ability to play. But then, as you said, well, who are their opponents? And what do the opponents have to do now to patch together the holes left by not having those schools available to play? So it really gets beyond those five schools in a hurry.
Yeah, and I think you start thinking a lot of what does this ultimately mean, big picture, for football and volleyball. We know the boys and girls soccer season's winding down with section finals today. I talked about that section 2AA girls meet. They had diving at another location. I believe it was Shakopee. I was at the Minnetonka Aquatic Center, and that's it for those teams. And the people I talked to, some of the coaches last night at that meet, were wondering, why we couldn't patch together a state meet, but that decision's already been made. I understand why they didn't want to have a state soccer tournament or a state swimming and diving meet, because you're bringing in athletes from all over the state to one location, and that just didn't fit into the protocols.
Well, and it's become a hot button issue because cross country has established a state meet alternative that is happening next Friday and Saturday out in Atwater, Minnesota, and that's outside of the high school league's purview. And then the soccer, a group of soccer parents is trying to get together a type of soccer state tournament that would have three games played and bringing teams together. And of course, anybody that is in support of that and has been saying, well, I don't understand why the high school league can't do this. Well, now you're seeing or why the high school league doesn't want to do it. Well, now you're seeing why that the high school league would be hesitant, is because, we're not done with this as much as we all want to be. Yeah. We're not done with it, and there's going to be some heartache to come. And, the high school league, I'm not saying that they're sitting there going, yeah, I told you so, but it does, maybe give pause to the folks that think that, well, what's the big deal of having one more meet, or what's the big deal of having a few more games in soccer? Well, because you're always rolling the dice, and maybe the numbers are overwhelmingly overwhelmingly in your favor, but you're always rolling the dice, and you can't discount that fact as much as you want to have these events.
So we will continue to monitor the situation. I know you're keeping an eye on it very closely moving forward based on the Anoka-Hennepin decisions and what other school districts might do in the coming days and weeks. We're already to the halfway point of the regular season of high school football, volleyball kind of in the same boat. And then, David, it's all speculating, but we have on the drawing board a winter sports season, including wrestling, boys and girls hockey, boys and girls basketball, and you really have to wonder what the plan is there going forward.
Yeah, because as we said a minute ago, it really becomes forces outside of the control of the coaches and athletes. They can do all the right things, and they can follow all the protocols with when they're in their sports and when they're in that environment. And they can even maybe impress upon the kids, hey, when you leave here, you have to continue to do the right things in your personal life. But if you're beholden to an entire district or an entire county and their numbers, the rug could be pulled at any time, and you could have done everything right and still have that happen to you. So, yeah, we're going to, winter's coming. We're going to go indoors more. There's a lot more. Like I said, a lot more heartache to come, I think, and we'll just see, hopefully, that it could be a minimal number of teams affected, but you can't rule anything out with this. That's the unfortunate reality.
I reached out to a number of coaches when I got home last night and even today, and there were a number of people willing to comment, but not necessarily go on the record yet. And that interests me because I think they're all very nervous about, you know, commenting publicly on where this thing stands right now and where it may go.
Yeah. It's, you know, people are, you know, don't want to speak out of turn and things. I know I had a text message exchange with an administrator in the Anoka Hennepin district yesterday. And they just said that, you know, at this point, I really don't have much I can share. We're just processing through this with our kids and our coaches. And, I think there's a lot of people in shock right now and trying to figure out how do you, you know, break this to kids and how do you find a way to keep connected to them if you're going to lose your avenue through their sport? You know, what's it going to look like to stay in these kids' lives and to keep them connected to their coaches and to their teammates? I'm sure that the coaches and administrators are going to try to pivot to that as quickly as they can and figure out how do we make the best of this.
Yeah, and it reminds me of kind of what happened last spring when the American Legion baseball season was shut down and teams were formed outside of that umbrella, and they had U19, for instance, independent baseball. I did a couple of games on cable television up in the northern suburbs, and it was interesting, and they were able to finally get an amateur baseball season and then ultimately state tournaments this fall in Class A, Class B, and Class C. And you have to wonder if we're going to maybe start to see if the Minnesota State High School League and school districts are not going to sanction this activities. I think it's going to be very interesting, David, and you've been covering high school sports for a long time. Are we going to see a movement outside of the high school league and the high school environment?
I don't know if I'd call it a full-on movement because I think there's still a place for and a need for the state high school league as a governing body. But what we're seeing now in cross country and in soccer, I think you could see, you know, maybe something like that happening in volleyball, because you do have sites that aren't affiliated with schools that could host these types of events, and maybe you'll see a state volleyball tournament in some fashion. And then I know from talking to some people in the know that the entrepreneurs, we'll call them, are already lined up, you know, at the door waiting for the decision to come down about whether or not there'll be a boys high school hockey tournament. Because if there won't be a high school sanctioned event, these entrepreneurs are looking to put something together. Now, it's not going to be a million-dollar cash cow, because no matter who's in charge of it, it's the chances of playing in front of 18,000 people at the Xcel Energy Center are very small. But people are interested in having that event in whatever fashion it might look like. And so, yeah, I don't know if it'll be for every sport all the way through, but there's already things happening in certain sports, and I think that those things will continue to happen where you'll see, you know, some fashion of a state meet created outside of the high school league's purview.
Yeah. Well, David, always good to visit with you. I wish the news was better on this front, but I can't help but think of the kids, their parents, their families, the coaches, the administrators, the athletic directors. I think at all the venues I've been, whether it's boys and girls soccer or a swim meet this fall or a football game or a volleyball match, I just think about how hard everyone's worked to make this work. And you brought that up right out of the gate. And I think we should close on that point. You think about all of those people who have tried so hard to make this work.
Well, what I've learned, you know, high school age kids will, you know, they're nothing if they're not resilient. I just wish they didn't have to keep getting tested as much as they've been tested lately.
Yeah, for sure. Well, take care, David. Always good to visit with you.
Thank you, Steve. My pleasure.
All right, there he is, David LeVay, covers prep sports for the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com. But that is a big story right now. In Okehennepin, the largest district in the state, have moved middle school and high school to distance learning. You can go to their website and sort it out. We've had a number of news stories at our website, wccoradio.com, about that. But the shutdown of co-curriculars, including sports, in that district, starting on November 2nd. A lot of disappointment, but I fear it could be just the beginning with COVID numbers rising in counties around the state of Minnesota.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.